Hello, what you're about to hear is a radio presentation of the Limp House Records Radio Network.
Welcome to my first internet radio preview thingamabob show. I am Aaron Vailing, and tonight I will be previewing some of my music from my couple new albums I'm working on. The first album, the one that will come out first sequentially is it's called A Quick Tale of Pagan Symbiosis, which is basically my first attempt at a full-blown abstract rock album. It's going to be abstract as fuck. The second one that will come out right after that, well, not right after it, probably about 4 months, maybe 6 months. I'm not really sure. Who knows, right? I never did release Air and Water. The second one will be called One Long Endless Journey, and One Long Endless Journey will have more of the pop rock kind of sound to it. Much more pleasant to the ears, as some would say. But I'm going to start out with playing some stuff straight from the recordings of the sessions that are going on, that have been going on for the past 4 months or so. And then on some tracks I'll actually just play live here in the studio. So I'm going to start out here with East Egg, which will be on One Long Endless Journey. Here it is. That was East Egg. That's going to be on One Long Endless Journey. The funny thing about that song was it evolved from, like, the first part of the... it was from an original song that was... the first part was, really fucking abrasive and really... it was this wall of sound of distortion. It's actually... it's called And Then Lumos, the first part of this former whole piece, and that's going to be on Pagan Symbiosis, but I don't think I'm going to play that one for you tonight, because that one's a little gem I want to keep hidden for a while. But this is the second part of that, sort of like a surf, it kind of reminds me of the 60s, like a surf rock kind of deal, with a little more of a overprocessed Aaron Veiling sound to it. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here and move into bass and distortion. Love to floss it up. It's a funny song. I know this one's going to be on a quick tale of pagan symbiosis. And this is kind of a rough cut of the song right now. It's really basically just the drums, treated drums and some effects. I mean, this song, the last song, is a lot of these won't have the vocals on yet. Don't have the vocals on yet simply because I haven't gotten to that point in the recording process. But trust me, you'll hear some vocals at some point in this radio show. Let's see. Here we go. Also, while you're listening, if you have any questions about from me or questions about like my music and stuff as we go, just email Aaron@villingo.com, VehlingGo.com. And here it is, Bass and Distortion, Love to Floss It Up. There you go. That was Bass and Distortion, Love to Floss It Up. Pretty boring at this point. It's going to be an interesting song. I've got already have some really fat-ass technologically sound synth going on the track part I'm working on. But that's the part I wanted to show. I wanted to emphasize the how you could drive around in that thing, drive around in a car with that thing playing, and it would be like fucking like the kind of pumping floss and shit that they play, you know, like popping Eminem and have him sing, but instead this is like the abstract fucked up rock music playing, and you'd be bass pumping in your car. It'd be some fucked up crazy shit. It'd be fun. Definitely would be fun. Pardon my language if anybody's offended by it. The next piece I want to show you is also it's just a really quick clip, because that's kind of like the nature of the song. It's sort of like a quick little interlude. It's called Bashful, and this is also from Pagan Symbiosis. Here you go. I'll explain more of it afterward once you get a listen to it. It's kind of a magical little number. Yeah, it doesn't really, it's not really here, it's not really gone, it's a really quick kind of a little interlude. I'm actually really debating whether or not I want to put it on a quick tale of Pagan Symbiosis. If you think I should keep it on there, you can email me at keepiton@villingo.com. If you think I should remove it, email me at remove@villingo.com, and that's for the song Bashful. And that basically the nature of this Pagan Symbiosis album is it will have a lot of short little like abstract clips, like maybe minute-long songs, minute-and-a-half-long songs, 45-second little tracks. Because it's just kind of an experimental work. It's 100% less pop than Popcorn. And even Popcorn wasn't that pop. Popcorn was like a abstract, tossed-together kind of post-JCP kind of deal. By the way, a little news. The overwhelming popularity of Wordsmith on the Tides of Obscurity has not gone unnoticed. I have some people asking me about it from around here in Eau Claire and from various folks on the internet, so we'll see where that goes. That deal. I'm sold out of my current distribution stock, so if you would like to order Wordsmith on the Tides of Obscurity, you can send $8.50, but it includes shipping to Aaron Veiling, 321D, Chancellor's Hall, 820 University Drive, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 54701, and you'll get your copy as soon as possible. I'm going to move in here to Courage Seclusion, which is going to be on One Long Endless Journey. This song rocks my non-existent mullet, so give it your full attention. Thank you. That's an incredibly strong song there. Courage Seclusion. I've actually been that song. I wrote the basic opening riff. I think I wrote that probably like the verse riff. I wrote that shit 1999. I think even 1998, maybe probably 99, because I was working on it for Creation Rests, which never came about, obviously. But that was kind of a something I wrote with the old virtual guitar, digital kind of guitar thing I use for Shock and Rap. But I just never developed the song until now, and I think it developed pretty well. Kind of rocking. A little too rocking for some of the people I've showed it to, but you know what? Sometimes life's a little too rocking. One thing I'd like to add about that song, though, the fact that there's this one part in there, the part where the synth comes in and it's the new verse, that part really seems to touch people's souls a lot. You know what part I'm talking about? This one here. It's, you know, like it's got this synth going. It's really happy and it's got kind of a nice instills a nice sense of well-being. You know, it's kind of a nice song. It's a tasty little number there. Real fun one to play too. Hard as fuck to record because I kept getting the distortion way too loud in the mix. But I I think I fixed that one up pretty well. If you didn't think I fixed that pretty well, you can email me at bitchcantrecord@valingo.com. The next tune here is called Acoustic Love. This one was like the this is the first time I've ever recorded an acoustic guitar. Or actually me even demoed it. This is actually truly a demo. It's like a minute long. It's not like the abstract songs, but they actually are like a minute long. This one's a demo. But it pretty much gives you an idea of what to look for when that when the album comes out, for when One Long Endless Journey comes out. Here you go, Acoustic Love. It was such a happy, it was such a wonderful song to record because I just picked up the guitar and it's like I could feel it, you know, it's like, it's not like I had to sit down and try, let's see if I can write a chord here, if I can do this. I actually, it's almost like it was like a gift from God. It was like playing right through me. It was like, it was a fucking dream is what it was. It was a fucking dream. This next song here is, this one isn't definitely not One Long Endless Journey. This one is, I'm a little scared to show this to anybody out there, but some of those really die-hard JCP fans will be like, oh, dude, come on, quit doing the same old shit. Because I guess I did dabble in some of that abstract music back in the day, but I don't know, just go ahead and check it out and judge for yourself.